It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
New Jersey police chased down a pig named Albert Einstein.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, here we go again. News time, Kevin.
Here we go again. Oh, man, yes, that is the intro I was looking for. Here we go again.
Well, you know.
Oh, man, this guy and his news.
Yeah.
Here we go again. Steve, we start with this, a little update for something I said earlier that I have found to be false. Shrinking, the television show, yesterday announced that season two is coming to the TV on October 16th.
It's coming to the TV.
Coming to the TV for you on Apple Plus TV. Uh-huh. That is where you'll find it, October 16th. So that was what I had said. Oh, I don't have a date on that one yet. Well, they announced it yesterday. I had just missed it.
Yeah. So. You know, it is funny that you were saying earlier how, you know, now shows can come out at any time. It doesn't necessarily have to be like...
Yeah, fall sweeps or whatever it was.
Yeah, so October is kind of an interesting time to be starting something, but probably that works out really well for them because there's not a lot of other shows starting up at that point, I would imagine.
Yeah, not that I know of. I do feel like they stagger them a little bit better now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where instead of everything premiering in the same week or whatever, you're like, there's all these new shows I want to watch, but... Yeah, I kind of like them just being placed all over, because then for me, too, it's great where you just go, oh, cool, I have a couple shows to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm thinking right now, like, next week when the Olympics end, what am I going to watch? I'm sure there's going to be something now, though, where it used to not really be that way, so.
You ever heard of football?
Oh.
That's going to be here before we know it.
That's a good point.
I mean, preseason football, I guess, is here, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Ah, Steve, football. That'll be so great. Okay, let's get into this. I have a couple stories right now that'll make you go, what? That's a long time for that to be going on.
Okay.
The first one will be this guy. He was on America's Most Wanted. Ooh. Back in 2005, he was featured on the show. They plastered his face all over the television for a murder in Ohio.
Okay.
Okay. Incident at a bar. He ended up shooting a man, and they were doing it, you know, the whole deal on America's Most Wanted. His name was Antonio El Diablo. 3-2-1. Antonio El Diablo Reno, 72 years old now, but 20 years ago he was in his 50s and he was wanted for the shooting. They have never found him, had no idea where he was, could never track the man down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, oddly enough, they found him this past week where he had been working for 20 years as a police officer in his hometown in Mexico, telling reporters that, you know, he did bad things, but he wanted to help the people of Mexico.
Huh. So he was a police officer.
Yeah, 20 years of being a police officer in Mexico. However, he was charged with first-degree murder and was brought back to the United States. He left from Mexico City, flown to Cincinnati, where he will now have to face, you know, face the music for the crime that he did 20 years ago. Isn't that wild?
That is crazy.
That the guy. Now, I'm happy that he... While he was out, you know, out running the law, that he did something that may have been good. Hopefully it was all good. Hopefully he wasn't one of those crooked Mexican cops. Okay. Those are not good.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear about that in Mexico, right? Like, I've been there on vacation, and they're like, oh, if you get pulled over from the cops, just give them money. That's what they say.
Did that happen to you?
No, it didn't.
Oh, okay.
But I was prepared for it.
Were you driving down in Mexico? Driving me crazy.
No, I don't think we did. We were going to get a car, and then we decided not to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we ended up just going in a cab, and he was great because he became like our tour guide.
Oh, nice.
And he was way more fun to give money to because that guy was awesome. Yeah, he was a very cool guy. So there's that story that's pretty weird that went on for 20 years and nobody knew what was up.
Right.
And then he does get caught at 72 years old to come back to America and go to prison. There's this one. This one's a little longer, 148 years. Yeah. 148 years.
I'm sorry, I forgot to say what? Didn't you tell me at the beginning it's going to make me say what?
Oh, did I?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, you're supposed to do that. I forgot.
So, what?
148 years old, a woman is walking on the beach in Atlantic City, New Jersey. She's just doing her deal, going for her little early morning walk when she sees, oh my gosh, is that like the message in a bottle that has just washed up on the shore? And she goes over, she grabs it, and she realizes, wow, that's old. That looks really, really old. And it was. It was from August 6th, 1876. So then she decided, well, do I open this thing up? What do I do with this? Well, yeah, you open it up. What are you, crazy lady? What are you even thinking? She like went to TikTok. Do I open this? And everyone said the same thing. Yeah, you open it.
Yeah.
She opened it up. And from 148 years ago, there was a business card in there from WG&J Gents Furnishing Goods.
Oh.
It's a little wordy.
Imagine putting that up outside a building or something.
From Philadelphia. Along with a message that suggested that it was dropped from a boat called the Neptune.
Okay.
148 years before. Kind of a bummer there wasn't anything else more exciting in there. They think that the message had been on the ocean floor for a long time and got dislodged due to some beach replenishment project that they're doing there in Atlantic City. And so it somehow dislodged it and it washed up on the shore. And they say it's going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records for the oldest message in a bottle to ever show up.
Oh, that is cool.
148 years.
Okay.
Now, what? I have always thought it would be cool to find a message in a bottle. Don't you think that's cool?
Any message or something like that where it's 100 years
old? I don't even
old?
Care. I mean, a 148-year-old one would be sweet, but obviously it was kind of boring, just a business card and whatever. The coolest part was that it was old.
Right.
But if I found one that was 2 weeks old and it had some really good dirt in there, like, you know, I don't know, J-Lo's ring that she's not wearing anymore because her and Ben can't get along. That'd be pretty sweet. And a little note that said, he sucks.
Well, keep your eye out for it, Kevin.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Wait, what was that?
Oh, boy.
Was that a sneeze?
Don't even.
No, was that seriously?
No, don't even.
Gosh, change. Seriously.
Kevin James.
I thought a three-year-old coughed.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All righty, here we go again, right, Kevin?
Final story time. Producer Steve, do you have an animal that kind of scares you the most?
Scares me the most?
Yeah, is there something you're like, I'm just not real comfortable around blank? I'll tell you what mine is.
Okay.
For some reason, I cannot stand bats.
Ooh, that's a good
bats
one.
Bats drive me crazy.
That is a good one.
And I think it came from growing up in Harrington where we had two very large maple trees in our front yard, and that they kind of came down very low and they were just massive, and we would have to get out of the car, walk underneath those and go into the house. And for some reason there were always bats flying around there.
Okay.
And I remember my mom always being like, careful with that curly hair, they're gonna land in your hair or they're gonna get caught up in your hair. I don't know why she said that, probably because I was being a brat. I mean, the chances are I was being bad, and likely. She just thought, well, watch this. This will shut him up for once. Careful of those, you know. I always ask my brother and sister if they remember that, and they're like, no, I don't. She never said anything like that to us. I'm like, oh, it must be nice to be loved.
Interesting.
And so, Steve, bats I just cannot stand bats. Like, even just talking about it, I get a little bit of the willies.
I feel like that's very understandable, especially if they're giant bats.
Well, I don't think there's any such thing as a giant bat, really. Oh. I think bats are all pretty small.
Are they?
Yeah.
Maybe they just feel big. I mean, compared to
I mean, their wingspan can be kind of big, but the animal itself is not a big animal. The reason I bring this up is because Pullman Police Department, they are dealing with reports of hawks that are being aggressive and swooping down on pedestrians in Pullman, which, you know, it's not far from here. Nice college town. Let's get that out of your system before the kids get back to college.
I think, one of our promo techs who goes to WSU.
Yeah.
I think he's already down there. He went back.
No, yeah, you're right. It's probably about time for them to start going back. They say it's happening near the hospital. They've been seen swooping low towards people walking in the area. No, thank you.
You're going to take pass on that one?
One person reported minor injuries from a hawk that clawed at their head, but the injuries didn't require any medical attention.
Okay. I mean,
the hawks are, they say that they're acting aggressively because of a nearby nest site.
Oh, okay. So it's like,
here's what you're supposed to do. If you come in contact with a hawk, be sure to do the following. Avoid turning your back to the hawk. Okay. Protect your head. Yep. And leave the area.
I mean,
I get it. I get it. But that all seems, I don't know. Hawks are aggressive. Like that freaks me out.
Doesn't those warnings or suggestions, doesn't that sound like anything? Kind of like...
Right, yeah. Avoid turning your back on the hawk. Yeah, check. Protect your head. Check. And leave.
Yeah, I mean...
Yep. Leave the area.
It doesn't seem very helpful. But okay.
According to the Pullman Police Department, hawks are not typically a danger to humans. And the good news is they're expected to begin their migration in the next few weeks. So they may be flying out of town.
Okay.
Soon.
Okay.
I mean, you've heard the stories, right, where a hawk picks up, like, someone's small dog or something like that?
What?
You've never seen that or heard that, Steve?
Maybe I have.
Oh, my gosh. But... Yeah, no, that happens way too often. Yeah. They'll just snatch them up and take them. Hawk? I'm typing hawk? Boy, you can't type that word on the internet anymore because it takes you to one person. Hawk.
Oh, yes.
Grabs dog. Let's see if I can find the first. Here we go. Cottonwood Heights. This is in Utah. Dog owner recounts vicious hawk attack. This person told ABC 4 News that it was a terrifying experience with a hawk attack on Sunday morning and said he could have lost his pet forever. What are you supposed to do if a hawk picks up your dog?
I mean, seems like you should turn your back.
Turn your back. Leave the area. No, that's wrong, Steve.
Oh, that's
wrong. That will not help you.
That's not right.
If your pup is attacked by a hawk, and this is handy for any of the Pullman people listening and anybody else where there might be hawks flying around, make a lot of noise and run towards the bird to frighten it away.
Is that the same thing with bears? So are bears and hawks similar?
I'm going to tell you right now, they're not similar. Hawks may presume that they can carry a small dog away, but find out once they've lifted the pup off the ground that they're usually too heavy and that they won't, you know, and if you're yelling at them and giving them the business, they will most likely drop your dog.
Okay. I mean, I guess, yeah, that seems to make sense because it's one of those things like, oh, they're more afraid of you than you're afraid of them type of deal, right?
Yeah, and they're just looking for something to eat.
Dog? I don't know.
It says here, can a hawk pick up a 10-pound dog? Thought you'd never ask.
Can a hawk pick up a 10-pound dog, Kevin?
Hawks can sometimes do prey. Listen, they'd prey on pets, but they say generally small pets under about 5 pounds are the only ones at risk.
Okay.
If you have a puppy or a small dog, keep it under careful supervision while outside. And figure out also why hawks are hanging out around your house. That sometimes there's things that you can do to make the hawks go away.
Like, walk away?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So you won't be seeing it. Do you want to come over and watch it?
Kevin James.
Ah, no, I'm busy.
Same.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Ah, yes. It is time for Beat the Show, and the category is Lucille Ball, and
Can I ask why?
Don't get too excited, Kevin.
Can I ask why?
I mean, you
is
could.
The category Lucille Ball. Were I mean, you're just sitting at home watching reruns of I Love Lucy instead of going to the beach at Coeur d'Alene. Were you sitting at home thinking, oh man, me and Lucy, Lucille Ball?
I mean, what's wrong with that?
You know what? I could have gone for a walk in the Centennial Trail, but instead, no. Lucille Ball. What made you think of Lucille Ball today?
Birthday. That's what I got.
Oh, her birthday that she has not been able to celebrate since the 80s?
Yeah, I mean, it's still her birthday.
That is true. It's the date of her birth.
That's right.
Even though she no longer celebrates birthdays because she has been gone for 35 years.
It's still a good topic,
though. Is it 35 years? Is that 89? Yeah. 1989 is when she passed.
She's very famous, though,
Kevin. She would be 112 today. She is very famous.
That's right. Good morning,
You're a
Michael.
Young soul, Steve.
Good morning, guys.
How's it going today?
It's going pretty good.
That's good. That's good. Are you excited for a little Lucille Ball Beat the Show?
Do the best that I possibly can.
Was that the appropriate answer, Kevin?
Yep.
Okay.
That's kind of how I'm feeling. Steve, I will do the best I can.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good,
I guess
good
I
too.
Need to leave, huh?
I mean, if you really want to, you can.
Yeah, I probably should.
Okay. All right. Michael, unfortunately, you do have to, or maybe fortunately, you do have to challenge Kevin today because Jay is gone for a little bit.
Oh, that's
fine. Okay. Okay. Very good.
At least Jay is only 50 years younger than Yeah.
He's got a better chance.
Well, yeah, I'm like 60 years younger.
Get out of here, Kevin. All right, Kevin is making his way towards the exit, opening the door, and we will now start with a little Beat the Show Lucille Ball style. So we'll see how you do today, Michael. Are you ready to rock and roll?
Could be interesting, yes.
All right, let's go for it. Lucille Ball was recognized by Time as one of the most influential people in the 20th century. What century are we currently in?
21st.
Okay. Ooh, my music is not going. Here we go. Okay. Who was Lucy married to between 1940 and 1960?
Desi Arnaz.
Desilu Productions, which was founded and co-founded by Lucy, was known for several shows like the original Star Trek. Who played James T. Kirk on that show?
That would be William Shatner.
Lucy appeared on Password back in the day. Who is the current host of NBC's Password?
That would be, what's her name? Pass.
The U.S. Postal Service honored Lucy with a commemorative stamp on what would have been her 90th birthday. What is the current price of a stamp?
Oh, I think it's about $1.62.
Lucy made a cameo in Abbott and Costello in Hollywood. What sport was Abbott and Costello's Who's on First sketch about?
Baseball.
Within two, how many seasons did I Love Lucy run for?
Five.
Okay. All righty, Kevin. Kevin is making his way back in. Nicely done, Michael. Nicely done. All right, Kevin, you ready to rock and roll?
Yep.
Are you feeling confident?
Nope.
Okay, excellent. That's what I like to hear. All right, Kevin, the category again is Lucille Ball. Lucy was recognized by Time as one of the most influential people of the 20th century. What century are we currently in?
21st?
Lucy was married to who from 1940 to 1960?
I don't know. Lawrence Welk.
Okay. Desilu Productions was founded and co-founded by Lucy, was known for several shows like the original Star Trek. Who played James T. Kirk on that show?
Probably, what's his name? Gosh darn it. Why can't I think of it? I can picture him. William Shatner.
There you go. Maybe. Lucy appeared on Password. Who is the current host of NBC's Password?
Boy, not Strahan. That's the other one. I pass. I don't know.
The U.S. Postal Service honored Lucy with a commemorative stamp on what would have been her 90th birthday. What's the current price of a stamp?
46 cents.
Okay. All right. Well, we made our way through most of the questions.
I know. I blew it.
Maybe
this was all on me.
Maybe not. We'll see. We'll see how you do.
Gosh.
All right. Let's go over some answers, shall we?
Not that hard.
Lucy was recognized by Time as one of the most influential people of the 20th century. What century are we currently in? This is what kind of held you up for a little bit, and I figured it would because I know we've talked about this before. Both of you said 21st, and both of you are right.
Well, yeah. I was just like, really? That's the question?
Well, it's a little confusing, isn't it?
It's just one more than where we are.
Who was Lucy married to from 1940 to 1960? Michael, you said Desi Arnaz. Kevin, you said Lawrence Welk. And Desi Arnaz is correct. So 2-1 in favor of Michael. Desilu Productions, which I guess was a hint to that previous question.
Yeah, it was.
Was founded and co-owned by Lucy, was known for several shows like the original Star Trek. Who played James T. Kirk on that show? William Shatner, both of you guys said, and both of you are correct. So if my math is right, 3-1. Lucy appeared on Password. Who is the current host of NBC's Password? Both of you passed on that one.
I don't know why I couldn't get this one.
Mm. Kiki Palmer.
Kiki?
Yeah.
Do you love me? Kiki Palmer. I have not seen it then. I have not seen Password at all her as the host.
Yeah, it just started not too long ago.
Okay.
Yeah. 3-1 is the score on that one. The U.S. Postal Service honored Lucy with a commemorative stamp on what would have been her 90th birthday. What is the current price of a stamp? I can't believe this.
I know, it's crazy. It just keeps going up and up.
Yeah. You said 46 cents. Michael said 62, and the Google machine said 73 cents.
No.
Isn't that
incredible? Really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, the problem is they started selling the forever stamps, right? So, like, maybe got in at a 46 cent stamp, and I never have to buy stamps again because I bought a book of them and I use like one every 3 years.
Yeah, it's wild. But you don't even really realize it. We'll give you a point on that one, Michael, since you were the closest. Kevin, you didn't get to these last two, but we'll still get to them. Lucy made a cameo in Abbott and Costello in Hollywood. What sport was Abbott and Costello's Who's on First sketch about? What would you have said to that one?
Really?
Kevin? Okay.
That's what I would have said.
All right. Well, Michael said baseball, which is correct, so he's up 5-1. And within two, how many seasons did I Love Lucy run for? What would you have said to that one, Kevin?
I'll say 7 seasons.
Okay, you would have been within 2. It was 6. Michael said 5, so he's also right. And Michael wins 6-1. Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. You got yourself a Coyote Country travel mug. They're really cool, these travel mugs. So,
right on.
Yeah, very nice. And Kevin, not too bad with the category, or what were your thoughts overall?
I just can't wait for tomorrow. Okay. Duke Ellington.
It could be.
Trying to think of who could be older.
Still a few clouds out there today, a sprinkle or two, but 92 will be the high. I'm Mark Peterson in the First Alert Weather Center. Winds gusting to 12 miles an hour at times out of the southwest. Clear, calmer, and cooler tonight. Temperatures down to 61 tomorrow. It's going to be sunny and 90. In fact, we're going to be in the low 90s all week long.
Stay tuned for more Spokane and Coeur d'Alene weather updates from our exclusive and local weather center. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
My son gave me the greatest compliment ever.
Kevin James.
He said, you know, you're not smart, but you're just like so heavy and strong.
Wow.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Hi.
Hi, Kevin.
How's it going, Steve?
It's okay.
Oh,
man. We're rocking and rolling, Kevin.
I love this guy.
You know, you leave me in charge of things with buttons.
I know, and it's time for us to give away some prizes. We have too much stuff to give away today. It's one of those, if we don't just do it, we're going to
blow it?
We'll just end up with too many prizes.
Okay.
So let's do it right now. Let's do a little round of pick your poison. All you have to do is give us a call, 509-441-0999. Give us a call right now, and we will, you know, just chat with you a little bit and then let you pick a prize. We have some good ones today. We have the Outlaw Music Festival, which is right here at the One Stadium. Is that the first concert that they're going to have there? With Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan? I don't remember any other concert being there yet.
I think it is the first concert, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that
sounds right.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, so yeah, August 9th, which is, yeah, this Friday, Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, John Mellencamp. Craziness. We also have, in addition to that, Nate Smith and Ernest. They're over at the North Idaho State Fair. The prize includes fair entry passes and a parking pass as well. So that's Monday, August 19th. And then we can also qualify you potentially for Coastal Country Jam Flyaway, that contest that is
there
happening
we go.
Now. So lots of great options, really. Right, Kevin?
Absolutely. Lots of them. So give us a call right now if you would like to get one of those prizes. You get to choose.
All right. Good morning, Jay and Kevin Show. Who's this? Oh, no one, apparently. Good morning, Jay and Kevin Show. Who's this?
Sandra.
Hey, Sandra. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. A good, is it Tuesday already?
Yeah. It is.
I guess it is Tuesday. That's very exciting. So what are you up to on this Tuesday?
I'm heading to work.
Okay. Do we pry Kevin and ask her what she does for a living?
Yeah, Steve. I'm just trying to let you try to talk to this person.
Okay.
And get that nervous little quiver out of your voice.
I'm sorry, just I can't help myself.
Be confident.
All right.
Talk to her.
Yeah, what do you do for a living, Sandra?
I own a couple businesses, a tire shop and a towing company.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Boy, that's I suppose you're busy all day. I was trying to think if there was like a busier time of year. I'm guessing winter is busier, but because people need tires and they need a tow.
Exactly.
Okay.
But right now, not bad.
It's not too bad.
Okay. Very good. Very good. All right. So
are you a nice boss?
Oh, that's a good question.
I think so.
I think so.
Do you have a pretty big staff or are you kind of a smaller type of business?
It's local. It's about 10.
Okay.
Oh, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough to keep you up at night at sometimes, I bet.
Yeah. It's a good crew.
All right. Which one of these tickets would you like today?
What were the options? I'm sorry.
Okay. We have the Outlaw Music Festival, which is Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, and John Cougar Mellencamp.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that at?
That is at the One Spokane Stadium, the new soccer stadium that's right across the street from the arena and from our building, actually.
Yeah.
Cool.
So there's that one. We have
Nate Smith and Ernest at the Idaho State Fair.
Yep, that's coming up like in
August 19th is the day.
Yeah,
on that
just
one.
A little ways away. And then, or we could just qualify you for the Coastal Country Flyaway, which is down in California.
I think I'll do Willie Nelson and John Mellencamp.
I mean, it's legendary, right?
I think so, too.
Yeah, it's just one of those, you like, I don't even, just to say that you went to it is cool. So
yeah.
There you go. We will set you up with them. Hold on the line real quick. We will come back and get your info, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Let's do one more, Steve.
All right, do we got time? Okay.
One more.
All right, how about, what do you think? One, two, or four?
Four.
Okay. Good morning, Jane. Kevin Show. Who's this?
Lori.
Hey, good morning, Lori. How are you?
Good morning. Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. Kevin, are you going to make me take this one by myself, too?
I'd just like you to start it off.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, Lori, how do you spell your first name? Because I know.
Well, that's what I was going to ask.
Oh, no way.
That's awesome.
L-A-U-R-I-E.
Okay.
I really like that way.
Thank you. Me too.
I think it's a sensible way to spell it. Have you ever wanted it to be different?
No.
No. Okay, because I know it's always weird. I know a few people who just never. I had a buddy named Corey, and they spelled it with a K, K-O-R-Y, and he was like, nah, I don't like my name. So he never wanted to have his name be Corey. He was always trying to change it. His middle name was Lane, so he tried to go by Lane a lot, but it never stuck. He was still Corey. He didn't Lane a lot.
Maybe he complained a lot. I don't know. Well, Lori, what do you think? What's your choice for of the two? I guess we only have two options right now. You can either qualify for the Coastal Country Jam Flyaway contest or get tickets for Nate Smith and Ernest at the Idaho State Fair.
I'll do the qualification, please.
Qualification.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. That's going to be a really sweet trip, whoever wins that.
It is.
So,
yeah. Really neat.
We'll fly away to California. Does not sound terrible.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Lori, well, hold on, and we'll grab your info in just a little bit and get you all qualified.
Thank you.
Win a trip to the California coast to see Thomas Rhett and Jason Aldean. Qualify weekday mornings and afternoons on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.